Sometimes when we think about life, you wonder, what is life like? Now, there's a Christian artist named Lecrae. He has a song, and in the song he says this, life is like an elevator. A lot of ups and downs. People pushing your buttons and getting jerked around. Life is like an elevator. I mean, you know, ups and downs. I mean, most of us can relate to that, that sometimes you're in the high, and the next day you're in the low. Ups and downs. Now, if you were to ask that question to a man named Forrest Gump, Forrest, what is life like? He would tell you, life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. And you know, we get that chocolate, and that's true. You had to read which chocolate, what kind it is you want. So life can be like that. You see, sometimes people wonder why God allows us to go through trials, to go through to the downs. And we wonder, why me, God? You know, we get hardships, storms waging in against us. And one of the things I think sometimes we forget is that, those things are normal. I don't know if you knew that, but having difficulty in life is normal. Because we live in a fallen world and we're not guaranteed what's going to happen to us. Even you might follow Jesus, you're still going to have issues and tribulations. Just the fact that you were born into a fallen world, into this world, we're going to have tribulations, we're going to have difficult times. Jesus even said, expecta. You know, sometimes we kind of forget that Jesus said, I have told you these things in John 16:33, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But then he says, but take heart, be brave, because I have overcome the world. And for us Christians, we have to realize, despite whatever it is we go through, our Creator, Jesus Christ, is saying, be brave. Go through those trials courageously, because I have overcome. And if he's our boss, if he's our Creator, he promises that we will overcome. But guess what? Sometimes that sounds easier said than done. Sometimes we forget. And I think that's why we occasionally have to bring the sermons back to remind ourselves to read that in this life you're going to have trouble. Everybody who gets married will have issues. I mean, the Bible tells you that. But it's through those issues. I mean, sometimes we don't see God can do amazing things. Scriptures, the Bible will give us great insights and a different perspective how you and I can deal with the trials and adversities and hardships that we go through in this life. Now, Peter wrote to a whole bunch of Christians. When Peter wrote that letter, 1 and 2 Peter, Christians were losing their homes. Christians were being hunted down by the Roman emperors. Some of them were like sawed in two and killed. And Peter wrote in a letter to the church to encourage them. And then he said in 1 Peter 4:12-13, he says, do not be surprised at the painful trial that you're suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. Peter said, don't be surprised that that's happening to you. It's normal. Maybe you didn't want to hear that sermon today, because some of you I know might be going through trials. Peter, writing to that church, because at that time of persecution meaning that if you were a follower of Jesus, that might cost your life. They might kill you. Peter said, hey, don't be surprised at the bad things that are happening to you right now, as if something strange were happening. And then he goes on and says, but rejoice. You know how hard that is? I mean, honestly speaking, rejoice when bad things happen to me. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. That's the ESV rendition. Trials, tribulations, storms in this life, it's a normal thing. We all going to go through that. Jesus said, expect him. Expect that. Tribulations, persecutions, heartaches, they all going to happen. Peter said, going through trials is normal. Don't be surprised when it happens to you. Perhaps you're here today and you might be going through severe trials. And if you're here and you still are not going through trials, expect him. It's going to happen eventually. So difficulties and trials, let me just tell you, they are not a bad thing in God's workshop. Trials and tribulation and storm, they are not bad in God's hand. He can do amazing things through the trials and tribulations, whatever it is you're going through right now. God can transform that into something beautiful. God can create that into something beneficial for you. You don't see it yet. But remember, God created a whole world out of nothing. And He can do a beautiful picture out of something nasty that's happening to you. Never count God out. So trials are a great tools in God's workshop. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because that's how James sees it. James, the half-brother of Jesus. I mean, like Peter, he used the word rejoice. Whenever you face trials of all kinds, you know that, honestly speaking, we don't rejoice when we are going through that. And James is not saying that you rejoice because bad things are happening to you. He said rejoice because of what that will produce at the end. And so you have your Bibles. Let's go to James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. James is after Hebrews. James chapter 1. Verses 2 through 4. I'm reading here the NIV. If you had the ESV, it would start saying, count it all joy. The NIV says, consider pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The ESV would say, count it all joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, produces patience. Endurance is another word for that. Count it or regard as an opportunity to rejoice, the New Living Translation would say. So trials, when you're going through a severe storm in life, think about James trying to get through our heads, to adopt this perspective that whatever it is that you're going through right now, it might be an opportunity for you to rejoice later on. Sometimes we don't think about that. Whatever it is, as nasty as it seemed to you, as bad as it is, it might be an opportunity for you to rejoice later on. He says, that's why he says, count it all joy, my brothers. Whenever you face trials of all kinds, and then he goes into because, this is the reason why he tells people to rejoice, because you know, none of us is going to rejoice really when bad things happen. Even a flat tire on the road, you're not going to be like, hey, yeah, I got a flat tire, man, that's awesome. No, that's nonsense. But maybe God's doing something through keeping you there that moment on the road, and you don't see it yet. And eventually you get to rejoice. Like, that's why the Lord detained me. And I was so mad because I missed the bus or the train. And you see, I'm saved today because, you know, God's the one doing that. So count it all joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of all kinds, because he says the testing of your faith develops perseverance. James is challenging his recipients to adopt this attitude. It's because of what hardships produce in you, the result that he's already looking at. You see, hardships and trials and storms in life, they all come to test your faith. See, we all claim to believe in something or someone. We all have faith, whether that faith can be in God or somebody else. Everyone believes in something. But you don't know how strong that belief is until it's tested. You know, when some of us that have gone to school, you know that we have to go through tests to prove that we already know that subject, to prove that we already dominate whatever it is that we're studying. So our faith in Jesus will be tested. So that's where the trials and storms will come in, to test how genuine your faith in God truly is. He says, count it all joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of all kinds, because the testing of your faith produces or brings about in you endurance, perseverance, James talks about. It's a test of your faith. Now, trials are tests to your faith to tell everybody else around you and to tell you whether your faith is strong or is weak. We don't know how strong our faith is until you have gone through a trial. I mean, it's easy to have faith in church on Sunday and singing. But that faith is going to be displayed truly when you get a tough time, when a trial, hardship happens to you. That's when you're going to find out what you truly believe or not. Now, this preacher, Thomas Manton, A Puritan preacher said it this way: while all things are quiet and comfortable, we live by sense or by sight rather than faith. But the worth of a soldier is never known in time of peace. That's true. You don't know how good of a soldier you were until you go into the battlefield and you can fight the war and you can come back home and it's like wounded, say, yes, I fought. But yeah, you can be a soldier just being the training. You don't know if you're going to run away at the sight of danger. And the worth of a soldier is never known in time of peace. Why? Another thing, we never reward soldiers because they stay here. And say, wow, you guys been training very well. We reward them when they have gone to the battle and then we give them medals because now they prove their worth. So you and I will never know how great of a soldier for Jesus we are until we have gone into the battlefield and bled and been there and realized we survived, we're back, we're here. So yes, while everything is comfortable and everything is quiet, we live by sight. And remember, what does the Bible say? We are to live by faith, not by sight. You don't know how strong your faith is until you have gone through the trials and tribulations. And then now you can say, I'm still standing by God's grace. I'm still here. Now you can say, oh, my faith's strong. It's easy to have faith when everything goes well in your life. But it's tough when, you know, you're going through the storms. So but James says, expect it. Count it all joy when you're going through that because something else is going to happen. Something else that God's going to do. God's taking you through His workshop. He's doing some amazing things. You don't see that yet, but He's working. And it's at the end that you're going to see the results. It's in difficult times that you get to know how genuine your faith is. Now, the outcome of a test of faith is going to produce in you endurance, perseverance. You're going to be able to persevere when that faith is tested, when you go through the trials. That's what James says. Count it all joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of all kinds, because the testing of your faith, the examining of your faith, is going to produce in you endurance. You're going to be stronger. You're going to resist now. And then he says, endurance had to complete its work so that you be completely mature, not lacking anything. You see, God allows you to go through trials and hardships to cause you to grow. Now, we might not like that, but that's what God does. You see, when we're comfortable and everything, you know, we're not really growing, but God will move us out of the comfort zone. It will not feel pretty. It will not feel comfortable. God will move us to cause us to grow, to cause us to be more mature in life. And it's going to be through the trials after you have gone through that, through those trials. You cannot be, let me just say this. You cannot be a seasoned follower of Jesus until you have gone through the trials. You cannot be a mature Christian until you have gone through those issues and trials and storms and you have overcome them. And then now you're more mature in Christ. And then, not just that, you will be able to help other people and say, hey, you know what? I've been there too. And this is what God did. And, you know, just wait. Hang on to Him. He's going to develop you into perseverance. It's almost like God takes us into His workshop and He's chiseling out some things off of us. They say He's developing us a masterpiece. But, you know, at that moment, it doesn't feel pretty. We all been there. And if you haven't, just wait. Because it's a common thing to go through trials in this life. Andy Alcorn, he has a book entitled Heaven. Great author. He says it this way. Without obstacles, we can't build strength, whether in the physical or spiritual realm. Let me translate that for you. No pain, no gain. I mean, without obstacles, you know how it is, like, if you want to build muscle, you had to live, you had to work hard. I mean, a lot of times people want to lose weight, but just like, take this pill, it's like, sometimes it doesn't even work. They don't want to do the hard work. They want to go GPS their way around having to do the sweating part, you know, it's like getting up in the morning. But you want really, they tell you, if you want results, you have to do that. You don't want results, don't do it. So trials work in that. I mean, God, it's almost like God wants you to develop spiritual muscles. And the spiritual muscles are not developed just sitting in church on Sunday. They're developed when you go through those hardships and you work, God's working with you. He's spotting you. And, you know, it's like, it doesn't feel, I mean, you're like, ooh, you're grunting because it hurts. It's painful. But God's developing you into a more seasoned Christian, a more seasoned believer. We have this thing on the table. Ellie just pointed out. I had it. I never read it the other day. And it's like, oh, man, I'm going to use that for my sermon because it goes right into it, right with it. And Vivian Green said, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass, but it's about learning how to dance in the rain. Life isn't about waiting for the storm. I'm just going to stay here because there's a storm waiting. Life isn't about just waiting for the storm to pass, but it's about learning how to dance in the rain. Learning how to dance in the rain and the stormy weather. Only after you have persevered through the storm, then you will not find yourself dancing in the rain too. Consider it a joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of all kinds, because God is taking you into His workshop. He's developing you into a more seasoned Christian so that you can grow in Him. You can be mature at the end. Check out verse 12 of James. James says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trials, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. After you have persevered, you have stood the test. Blessed is the man. The blessing will come after that, after the storm. It is after you have gone through the storm, you have persevered. The testing of your faith develops, produces in you perseverance, and perseverance will finish its work so that at the end you are more complete, you are more mature because you have gone through the trials. So I see a formula right there too, that maturity will not happen unless you have gone through difficult times. That maturity, you don't learn that at school, just in a textbook. That's something you learn because you have gone through life. You know, whatever life throws at you, you have gone through that. And you learn from the mistakes you've made in the past. You learn through those things. And you realize, I can consider that a joy because God is molding me. God is shaping me into the man that I am today. Because of all the things that I've gone through in life. We all have a story. We all have a record that, you know, you can go back and pinpoint moments in your life. Stages in your life that, man, I don't even know how God was going to get me out of there. And you say, I know more now because of what I went through. Perseverance, and now you're more mature because of that. Blessed is the man who persevere. You don't throw the towel. You don't quit. You don't run away. You learn how to dance in the rain. You just don't come out. You stay there. That's why James says, consider that a pure joy whenever you face trials, because of what those trials will produce in you. So you see, trials in God's hand, they are a good thing. God can do amazing things through the difficult times we go. Yes, please hear me out. I'm not saying laugh because you're going through bad times. No, no. What I'm saying is those trials you're going through, they can be an opportunity for you to rejoice tomorrow. After you have completed that test, that you have persevered, God is not done with you yet. So God bless those who patiently endure the test, those who persevere on the trials. And we know it's hard to persevere or remain steadfast when we are under attacks. It is going to be hard to persevere unless that we realize, we adopt the perspective that, you know, it doesn't feel right, it's painful. God's doing something, I don't even know what it is, but God is in charge. And then you start persevering. You say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to get me out of this situation. I'm just going to trust you and allow me to dance in the rain. I mean, the storm is waging, but you control the storm. I'm just going to be okay. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to endure whatever it is, because I know that you can use this ugly thing to make something beautiful to me. And we adapt that perspective. And then that's how you and I can rejoice over those things that are happening. Like Peter told, don't be surprised when bad things happen to you. That's normal. Also, you and I are sharing in the sufferings of Christ by the things that we go through in this life. Brothers and sisters, you and I are to expect trials in this life. It's a normal thing. Jesus reminds us again to go through them with courage. Don't shy away from them. Because God's still doing something. If we all believe that God is in control, but He's still in control. Okay, if we all believe that God is in control, Wouldn't he be in control of the things you're going through right now? He will, right? So if he's in control, he's piloting that plane, just enjoy the ride. Sit down and enjoy the ride, because we don't know where he's going to take us, but whatever he's going to take us is going to be beautiful. Whatever he's going to do and accomplish at the end. Jesus reminded his audience, his disciples, that we will have trouble in this world. But he said, be brave, because I have overcome. And that's, again, another perspective that we have to adopt. To be brave in the midst of adversity and things. When people might not like you, when people insult you. Just say, he said in the gospel, rejoice when people insult you, persecute you, and say all kinds of things against you because of me. And then he says, great is your reward in heaven. So a moment of rejoice when bad things are happening to you because of what God will do at the end. When you go through trials and difficulties, God is taking you and I into his garage to work with us and in us to develop our character. There's a lot of things about me that God might not like, and he's working with me. He's working with you, chiseling out areas in my own attitude that they don't seem like Jesus. God's ultimate plan for his people is that we look more like Jesus, that we behave like Jesus. You know, as well as I do, that we don't behave like Jesus all the time. Perhaps we have a stinking attitude when somebody cuts you off on the road, and you know, it's like God's gonna work, and that's why he takes us to the garage to work on that attitude, so that our attitude be the same as that of Christ Jesus. You know, and perhaps in every area of our life, God will allow certain things to happen to mold us. So when trials come, think about, I wonder what God is trying to teach me through this thing that's going on right now. Because he has something that we had no idea, and you will never know what it is if you give up, you throw the towel. It's after persevering that you realize, oh, now I know what God was doing with me. Now I can see what the Lord was preparing, and I'm more mature, I'm more seasoned now because of what I went through in life. Trials are tools in God that God utilizes to mold us. They are beneficial in his hands, in God's hands. I mean, when you think about the story of Joseph, his brothers hated him. They wanted to kill him, and one intervened and said, don't kill him, throw him in a pit. He was in a hole in the ground, in a cistern there, because the brothers didn't like him. They sold him, made some money out of him, sold him into slavery, went to Egypt. Joseph had to learn a new language because he's living in a different country, all because of the hate of the brothers. And at the end, the brothers, when Joseph, God used that trial that he went through, and Joseph became the second largest in command of all Egypt, the governor of Egypt. The brothers came and asked forgiveness because of what they did to Joseph. And Joseph said it this way, you intended it for evil, God used that for good. Because my brothers, anything bad that's happening to you in God's hand, that can be a beautiful thing. And you and I, we just had to believe that. You intended it for evil. Yes, it didn't feel good to be in that hole in the ground. It didn't feel good to be hated by my own brothers. But guess what? God used that to bring me to here so that I can save your life now. And perhaps you and I can relate to that story. Trials are never bad things in God's hand. He uses them to shape us, to develop character, to develop growth in us. Because if we just get comfortable, we're never going to go further where God is calling us to go. God's using that to develop spiritual muscles to get ready for the next thing that's coming. Because that's another thing. You pass this trial right now, get ready. You have to develop spiritual muscles to get ready for the next challenge, like the ninja warrior that's coming up. And in order for you and I to survive, he says, we have to hang on to him. We have to realize it's a time, it's an opportunity to rejoice, because God is the one doing this thing. And instead of asking, Lord, why me? It's like, be still and know I'm in charge, and I'm just developing you in a masterpiece that eventually you're going to see. More growth will come, more maturity will come if we do not give up, if we continue to persevere. So are you going through trials right now? He says, persevere. Don't give up. God is not done yet with you. I remember the story of this goldsmith that he was, you know, gold. Peter used the analogy that our faith is like precious as gold, but gold is refined by fire. So this man was looking at this guy. He has a play of a vase, and he's working that. It's made of gold. He's working that through the fire. So the goldsmith is doing the work, and this man said, well, okay, you know that if you leave that gold in there too long, the fire will melt it. But if you take it out too early, you will not accomplish the purpose of purifying it. Like, well, how do you know when it's done? And the goldsmith said to the man, well, when I see my image in it, I know it's done. You see, God's going to let you go through those trials until he can see the image of his son in us. And then he says, okay, that's enough. And he will put a stop to those trials. So until we develop ourselves, and he develops us more like Jesus in all our areas. So you see, trials are not a bad thing in God's hand. And you're going through right now, consider it an opportunity to rejoice, because the testing of your faith is not developing you perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you will be complete, not lacking anything. And James says, if anybody lacks wisdom, he or she should ask God. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because after he has stood the test, he will receive the reward that God has in store for him.